In case you've just joined us, you're listening to The Afternoon Drive with Corsi on this Thursday, the 14th of March. It's the second Thursday of the month of March, and every year on the second Thursday of the month of March, globally, it is what is recognized as World Kidney Day. An important day towards recognizing the importance of looking after our kidneys, bringing awareness into the society to ensure that we do our best when it comes to, you know, the work that we do to look after our kidneys and promote better health relating to our kidneys and avoid kidney health related issues that we've been seeing on the rise over the last couple of years. And joining me this afternoon to unpack things relating to kidney health and the state of kidney health in South Africa is Dr. Fiki Letsela, who is a part of the team at the Urology Hospital in Pretoria. She's a nephrologist in the sector over there, at the hospital over there. And she's joining us this afternoon to be able to help us navigate this very complex topic and to help us just to be a little bit more enlightened, bring some awareness and education when it relates to kidney health. Dr. Fiki Letsela, thank you so much for joining us. Welcome to The Afternoon Drive with Corsi.
Thank you, Corsi. Good afternoon to your listeners as well.
It's great to be chatting to you on what is very much a very important day in the health sector, especially when it relates to our kidneys on World Kidney Day. Let's maybe start off talking about, you know, the current state of kidney health in South Africa, because, and as much as for a lot of us, it may be something that's out of our sight because you don't know someone relatively close to us that is affected by this, but maybe you might have a better picture to understand just how dire or maybe even better off we are when it comes to kidney health in South Africa.
Yes, so maybe before I get into that, maybe to perhaps define what chronic kidney disease is.
Hundreds.
Yes, it's basically abnormalities of kidney structure or function that are present for more than 3 months, irrespective of the cause. So if you have any abnormality in the structure or the function of your kidney that has spanned over 3 months and above, it is defined as chronic kidney disease. Mm. What then happens is that if this is unabated, then leads to a gradual loss of your kidney function, eventually resulting in kidney failure. So currently in South Africa, this chronic kidney disease affects up to 1 in 8 South Africans, which is quite a lot, which is about more than 850 million people worldwide. And this has resulted in about 3 million deaths worldwide. So in South Africa, we're currently standing at about 1 in 8 South Africans.
Oh my goodness, that is actually quite a big number. And I don't think a lot of us actually understand just how serious the situation is to even go to a point where it's 1 in 8 South Africans. Maybe you can help us unpack, you know, for a lot of us, I'm going kidney, immediately I'm thinking urine, and that's as far as it goes. But maybe you could double click into that to help us understand all the more the functions of the kidney and why it's such an important organ to look after in our body to avoid any further issues and what some of those issues may be. So let's start off first with the functions of the kidney, as basic as it sounds, but I'd love to be able to allow us to grow in our knowledge of what it does.
Absolutely. So like you rightly say, you think kidney, you think urine, but the kidney has much more functions than just producing your urine. So what they do is that they filter the blood by removing waste product and then excreting it via the urine. So that's basically the function that most people are aware of. They also help to keep a stable balance of fluids in your body. So if your kidneys are not working properly, you would not be able to excrete excess fluid, and you'll get what we call fluid overloaded, swelling, short of breath, and all of that. They help maintain the concentration and balance of your electrolytes. This is mainly sodium, potassium, magnesium, phosphate, calcium, quite a lot of electrolytes. How they do this is to filter them from the blood, returning to the blood what is required, and excreting any excess in the urine. Kidneys also help to maintain your acid base balance in your body. They help to keep your blood pressure at a normal level, so they are able to regulate your blood pressure. And they produce hormones that will help in the production of red blood cells. So people with chronic kidney disease are unable to produce a particular hormone called erythropoietin, which is important for your red blood cells. That's why one of the complications of kidney disease is anemia. They also produce active vitamin D, which is important for your bone structure and basically your calcium phosphate metabolism. Vitamin D is known to be one of those components in your body that help with inflammation. So there's quite a long list of functions that the kidney is involved in the body.
Yeah, and I think, like I mentioned, a lot of us, when we definitely think kidney, it's narrow-minded, but now you realize that it affects so much. But as a result of that, I think it becomes so important for me to then ask the questions of how one gets to this place where, like you mentioned, you know, you get into the place of chronic kidney failure and you're experiencing the issues relating to the kidney as much as what you experience. I think it's longer than 3 months is what you said. I would love to know, are there things that we do in our day to day that could exacerbate falling into a place where one needs to pay extra attention to the kidney and could therefore jeopardize the function of some of the things that you've just said right now?
Yes. So maybe your first question on what the causes of kidney disease are, or the risk factors. These include your chronic chronic illnesses, including hypertension, diabetes, heart disease, HIV, and other chronic infections, autoimmune disease, things like lupus. There's also other primary kidney disease, what we call glomerular diseases. Anything that will cause obstruction in your entire urinary tract, like kidney stones, enlarged prostate cancer. If people have recurrent urinary tract infections, they are also prone to kidney disease. There's also familial diseases or genetic diseases that can affect the kidney. Other risk factors include your age. The older you are, the certain conditions that you're more prone to having. And also your ethnic origin. There are specific diseases that are more prevalent in certain ethnic groups. The one important thing which is preventable, I mean, some of these things are obvious. If you can look at the list, are things that we can prevent, the lifestyle diseases, and the certain things that you cannot really prevent, like your family history and your genetic diseases. But the one big thing is the chronic use of drugs that we call nephrotoxic drugs, or drugs that can affect your kidney. The biggest on the list would be things like anti-inflammatory pain medication. So a lot of people, you've got backache, you run to an anti-inflammatory. The chronic use of that over time does affect your kidney, especially if you've got other underlying risk factors like your hypertension, diabetes. The other big thing is obesity. Obesity does affect your kidney function. One, in the fact that it increases the risk of developing hypertension and diabetes, but it also causes a specific condition that affects the function of your kidney. So obesity is also one of the risk factors.
Yeah.
So having mentioned those risk factors, what are the things that we can do to protect our kidneys? First of all, it's managing those risk factors. So if you're someone that is diabetic or hypertensive, it's to make sure that those conditions are under control, because the more uncontrolled your blood pressure, for instance, the more effect, or rather a negative effect, it has on your kidney. So with diabetes. And avoiding the nephrotoxic drugs, your anti-inflammatories, the certain medication that is used over a long period. I'll give an example, a medication that you take for heartburn. We're all in this Western lifestyle, eating processed foods. Then you are perpetually on this medication to reduce that heartburn. That as well can result in some form of chronic kidney disease. And I think there's also the lifestyle changes, including smoking, which can affect your kidneys, and just staying well hydrated. The other big thing is managing your stress, because stress levels have been linked to developing these lifestyle diseases like hypertension and all of that. So there's certain things that we can do to manage or to try and delay or halt the progression of kidney disease. The other thing that I normally say to patients is that work together with your healthcare provider.
Yeah.
You know, we are in a digital age where information is accessible. So if you know that you've got hypertension or any of the diseases that I've listed, approach your healthcare provider and ask them to test your kidneys, because sometimes these things are overlooked. And by the time patients come to us, it's already too late really to halt the progression or to delay the progression.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people definitely find themselves in that space where you're not so aware of the things to look out for and find out with your healthcare provider before it gets to a point where when they get to you, things have escalated quite hectically. We're going to be wrapping up the conversation with Dr. Attila in just a moment, but if you've got a question or two relating to kidney health, you're welcome to send it through to me on the WhatsApp line 071-364-0376. Doctor, to get back to the conversation, something that we spoke about very briefly, and I think this is where, for me personally, it was always the one place I would go to when it relates to double checking in my own home my kidney health, is looking at the color of the urine. Because like I said, when I think kidney, I think urine. So maybe a start off question is, what's the indicator for me to say, okay, we're fine, it's a thumbs up? Because I'd like to think for most of us that would be the quickest way for me to know how my kidney is doing.
Yes. So the normal color of urine is what we call a straw color.
Straw.
So straw, straw as in hay, as in grass.
Okay.
In grass.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
So basically, your urine should be like almost like a light amber color, or what we call clear to pale yellow. That's what urine needs to look like.
Okay.
So there's certain things that you need to look out for. If your urine starts getting concentrated, or dark, or even frothy, foamy, those are some of the signs that there could be an underlying kidney disease.
And just to jump in there, doctor, this would be over and above, this is outside of cases where, let's say, one is taking antibiotics, because I've realized that, let's say, if one is taking antibiotics, it changes the quality of the blood, of the urine,
yes,
so to say.
Yes.
So it's outside of use of antibiotics, is that correct?
Yes, yes. So antibiotics will change the color, will change the smell as well,
yes.
Or the scent of urine. But I mean, if you've got dark urine, it could be a sign of dehydration. It could also be a sign that there's abnormal blood in the urine, which what we call microscopic, blood or hematuria. So
yeah.
You don't really see the blood, but you just see like a Coca-Cola colored urine or a dark colored urine.
Okay. Now, doctor, something else that I heard you mention, there was a previous interview that I heard you talking on, and one of the things that was mentioned in there, which I think is very important, especially in the day and age where everybody's trying to be healthy and have some wellness, which also double clicks into being active and gymming goes with supplements, and supplements gets me to creatine. You were talking about creatine, especially when it comes to kidney health, and what's the relationship with that? Can one go ahead and use it? Is this something that could, in the long term, depending on the amount of use, affect the kidney?
Yes. So, look, creatine is obviously, like you rightly say, it's used by athletes mainly, or people that want to be healthy and gym and all of that. Some studies have shown that it doesn't appear to affect kidney function in healthy people.
Okay.
However, in people that have got underlying kidney disease and risk factors, one needs to be careful with the use of, in fact, protein supplements in general, because one of the ways of delaying the progression of kidney function is to reduce protein intake, because protein in excess is directly toxic to the kidney tubules.
Sure.
So I would say that a person that already has risk factors needs to be careful with some of the supplements. And basically, I've had patients who are on high doses of creatine. They come, the creatine levels are elevated, because basically creatine is one of the substances that increase if your kidneys are not excreting optimally. And they stop taking the creatine supplements, and the kidney function, basically, I say kidney function is measured currently in the lab using your creatinine levels. So sometimes there is a false increase in your creatinine levels that doesn't necessarily translate into kidney dysfunction per se, but
okay.
It's raised because of what you've ingested.
That makes sense. That makes quite a number.
So the jury is still out really when it comes to that. But there are some studies that have shown that creatine supplements can affect your kidney function. Other studies show that it doesn't have much of an effect on your kidney function. But I would say a person that already has risk factors probably needs to be more cautious when taking these supplements.
And I think, like you've said, you mentioned it a little bit earlier, earlier on in terms of just ensuring that there's good and constant communication with one's healthcare provider, just to look out for those cases if they fall into fit or not. Now, Doctor, before we wrap up our time together, the most important thing that we are definitely observing with the World Kidney Month and World Kidney Day today is, of course, the free kidney screening that is taking place at the Urology Hospital just here in Pretoria. Would you tell us a little bit more about that and what people can expect, and I think also why it's so important to not just just have the day and have a couple of things on social media, but to create the space for people to come in between the 14th and the 15th of March to have a place to get some full on screening about their kidneys.
Yes. So World Kidney Day, like you said, is celebrated or commemorated every second Thursday of March. This is an international day where we look at health awareness with the aim to raise awareness on the importance of our kidneys and the overall health, basically, of our kidneys. So the important thing about this is that kidney disease is... unfortunately, what we call a silent disease, or what we refer to as silent disease. So by the time you get symptoms, most of the time, it's already at the end of the spectrum. So a lot of people are walking around with kidney disease, not even aware that they've got kidney disease. So it's very important to screen for that. So what we've done at Urology is that starting today at 10 o'clock this morning till about 2 o'clock, we offer in free screening to people that have this factor. So if you're hypertensive, you're diabetic, you've got a family history of kidney disease, obese, a previous acute kidney injury, because some patients that had a short span of kidney disease which recovered, those patients are also prone to getting kidney disease in future. So we're looking at that. We've been doing blood pressures, monitoring the glucose, checking urine, the things that you can pick up early before there is progression. But over and above that, we are providing education to the community on the signs, the symptoms of kidney disease, what to prevent, what you've been asking basically, what to prevent and what to look out for. The other thing is we're giving education in terms of the importance of organ donation or kidney transplantation. So we do have a desk from the Organ Donor Foundation where we're basically educating the public. Mm-hmm. And this becomes important because in South Africa in particular, there is a paucity of live donors. And there's a number of things that... affect that. One is the lack of education.
Yeah.
Secondly, it's cultural beliefs and sometimes religious beliefs, where people are not, they're not aware that you can, if you are a healthy candidate, obviously we'll screen you, make sure that you're not at risk for kidney disease. You can donate a kidney to a person and save a life. So there's all those facets. There's the dietary or the nutritional aspect of managing a kidney disease. So it's an entire array of educational and awareness stations where we are educating the public.
Yeah.
So today we had about 150 people come through, walk through the gates to be screened, which was quite a good number. We're looking at having more people tomorrow to come for their free screening.
Oh man, it sounds like fantastic work that's been done just to bring education and to be able to help so many people in our community in the city of Tshwane. Doctor, thank you so much for your time this afternoon and unpacking the kidney health conversation and making people just feel comfortable towards this, that they can also know that there is a possibility for them to learn more and also do some changes in their lives to ensure that they look after their kidneys. So thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you so much.
Thank you
so much.
That's Dr. Figi Letsela, who's joining us here on the Afternoon Drive with Kwasi, nephrologist at the Urology Hospital in Pretoria. And remember, since it is World Kidney Month, you can be sure to head on over to the Urology Hospital in Pretoria as they're offering free kidney screening and education between today and tomorrow being the last day. And you can be sure to head on over there to have a look, especially when you've got those areas and chronic illnesses that you just feel like, you know what, I actually just want to have a look at what's happening here. If you've got hypertension, it would be a platform for you to be able to recognize what's happening with your kidney before it elevates into something that just reaches areas where we might lose control of it.